To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It is a Wednesday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our first hour of the show, we will get you started with the latest rankings in the college football playoff as Texas gets the hook. Who's in? Who's out as of now? In 20 minutes, NFL news. Justin Herbert injured but still playing while the Steelers make an addition to their receiving core, but will it make a difference? And then in 40 minutes, it's our streaming corner as we hit the midweek of the show. And apparently, Chelsea, it's sweatshirt, it's hoodie Wednesday on the show.
Well, it is cold, and specifically in my house, because I made the desperation mistake of turning on the air last night because it was hot in the bedroom, and like I don't sleep well when I'm hot. So I was like, okay, I'll turn on the air for a little bit, and then I'll wake up and I'll turn the heat back on because it's like 28 degrees outside. I did not wake up, and so when I woke up with my alarm, the house is 62 degrees, so it is very cold inside our house. I turned it on to heat now, but that was not a great decision in the moment.
That is okay. That is 62? That is freezing. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I think most people like it cool when they sleep because it feels good when it's cold and you're, like, bundled up and warm, but 62 is, like, you're going to wake up with frostbite.
Well, I didn't turn it to 62. Do you get what I'm saying? So I turned on the air to put it on 70 because that's what I wanted the temperature to be at, because obviously it's if it's on heat, it won't go any lower than like the number and it's not going to get cooler.
Yeah, I got you.
So like I turned it on 70 and I turned the air on for like a little bit just to cool off, and then I fell asleep. And so here we stand with 62 degrees in my house.
Yeah, that's nasty here. This is when like seasonal depression kicks in for people because it's dark early. I mean, not to be depressing or anything, but you know what I mean? It's dark outside. You look out and you're like, oh, is it 10 o'clock? You're like, no, it's 5:30. And then it's cold. You know what I mean? So you kind of got to keep yourself going. That's why we're all in the hoodies today. But it's a Wednesday. We're going to have a great show. And our bets were, you know, last night.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. It's fine. All right. So my best bet of the night was UC San Diego getting 4.5 points on the road at Nevada, one of the hottest shooting teams in college basketball thus far. I needed them to lose by 4 points or fewer. They lost by 6. So what are you going to do? I don't regret it. UCSD had a terrible shooting night compared to their other games. Shot 26% from the three-point line and 40% from the field. So even with those bad shooting splits, they were still very much in this game. I just needed them to keep it a little bit closer.
Well, I thought I had a win last night. Going to bed, Stars were on top 2-1, third period. I was like, ah, you know what? I'm going to call it early. I'm going to wake up to a dub. And I woke up to the Rangers beating the Stars in overtime 3-2, so that was a loss. The Donkster, I mean, okay, fine. He got a win. He had the Avs on the money line, your favorite team, the Avs. -375 on the money line. Never make a bet like that. But it worked. They were hosting the Canucks. The Avs have been an absolute wagon this season. So, for the week, Chelsea, you are 0-2. I am 0-1. Denton is 0-2. But the Donkster, holding things down at 1-0. It is the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you along with us. Last night on ESPN, we saw the college football rankings released for the upcoming playoff. No real changes at the top. Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas Tech, though we saw Texas A&M drop. So at 5, you've got Oregon, followed by Ole Miss at 6, not punished because Lane Kiffin is leaving. A&M at 7, Oklahoma, Bama, Notre Dame, and then BYU and Miami round out the top 12. Texas at 13, Vanderbilt at 14. It looks like the Longhorns are not going to make it in, like we talked about yesterday. BYU has a chance, but they almost have to beat Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game, or they are probably out. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of movement near the top. Certainly something's going to happen when Ohio State plays Indiana, but because both of those teams are so good, whoever loses that game probably won't drop very far. But we do get dicey when you get down to 10, 11, 12 based on what happens in the ACC, what happens in the American, and of course there's the debate, Notre Dame versus Miami. Miami moved a little bit closer to Notre Dame, but still behind the Irish.
Yeah, it feels like to me now is the time where you actually look at the bracket and you say, okay, because seeding matters. Like last year we saw, like say Penn State had a really easy pathway where they got to face SMU, then Boise State in their first two games. So that's where the 6 and the 7 team, and I know some kid at home, 6-7. but you look at Ole Miss, and I think a lot of us were wondering if the committee was going to punish them for losing their head coach. Doesn't feel like they did because Ole Miss somehow is now at the 6th spot. We know Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be calling the play, so maybe there's some faith there in the offense with him at the helm. But if you look at Ole Miss and if you look at the bracket as it stands right now, they would be playing either Virginia, whoever wins the ACC, or JMU, as opposed to who is the 7th seed, who I believe would be playing Notre Dame or Miami or Alabama. So that is a big difference between the 6th and the 7th seed.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what is most fascinating here. And I think it's the ACC, right? Where, look, if Virginia wins, they are in. But if Duke wins, that's going to have a lot of repercussions. If the Blue Devils win, the ACC very likely won't have a team in the college football playoff, which is kind of crazy to think about. And then if that happens, well, then maybe we could see someone like JMU slip in. We could have two group of five teams if that happens. I think that's the real linchpin this weekend. I don't think that's going to happen because Duke has 5 losses on the season, and I think Virginia is underrated. But doesn't that feel like the one game that could really shake everything up?
Well, that or if somehow BYU beats Texas Tech, like that would be a big one. But I don't think a lot of people are banking on that to happen. But like it's college football and anything can happen. And I think we have seen as far as conference championships go, the committee usually does not punish teams as much, or at least the one-year sample size that we have of this. Because remember, SMU lost in the ACC championship game to Clemson, but was not punished. So that's where some of the other dominoes start to fall for teams like Alabama. Like if their performance even matters against Georgia, because one would think you shouldn't be punished for losing in your conference championship game. But I mean, it's the committee. Like it's such a nebulous thing because a lot of it is just what the committee decides. And we've seen like some of these wonky rules where it feels like we're going to be arguing about Notre Dame versus Miami.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The year 2028. So I don't know what to do with that one, but it's definitely somebody's going to be mad at the end of the season.
Yeah, Miami is right there on the edge. So they're probably not going to make the playoff, but you said it. The real domino that would fall, that would really shake things up, besides Duke winning, is BYU upsetting Texas Tech. And I think I looked at the line at this game yesterday, and I believe Texas Tech is favored by 11.5. I mean, the Red Raiders have been a wagon, so that would be a massive upset. But if that happens, then the Cougars drop out, and Miami probably slides in. So just like Texas kind of has a shot, BYU kind of has a shot, JMU kind of has a shot, and right now we're seeing the line. Texas Tech is now getting the money there. Now a 12.5-point favorite over BYU. There are some teams right there on the cusp, but everything's just going to have to fall the right way, and we're going to have to see some big upsets.
Yeah, so I think, because I was thinking about Texas, and you're right, I don't think they have a pathway. I think a lot of things would have to happen, and then it comes down to, okay, is the committee really going to punish Alabama for losing in their conference championship game? And it feels like the answer is no. So I don't think that Texas or Vanderbilt really have a pathway. I would imagine the odds kind of cement that as well. I haven't checked, but I'd imagine even before yesterday's rankings, they were pretty long shots. I know Vandy was like 50-1 or something like that. So it might be the end of the road for Texas. But I don't know. Like, college football is the ultimate chaos. It's just, there's some other things that could be interesting as well, where there could be a pathway where Notre Dame falls out of the college football playoff, because they're sitting at the 10 spot, which is a dangerous spot to be, because you're certainly not guaranteed anything. It depends on some of these conference championship games. And obviously, BYU would win. You know, you'd have to put them over Notre Dame, one would think.
And what is Notre Dame's best win this season? Seriously. I'm looking right now. I'm looking at what they've done. And yes, they're number 10 in the country. What is it?
Is it USC?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. They beat USC. They lost to Texas A&M. They lost to Miami. Yes, they beat USC. That's it. Their strength of schedule has been very, very weak this season. So that's the case against the Irish, which is, okay, you really haven't played anyone. And if you have, you have a loss. And that's, you know, that's why Sark was going off when it comes to Texas, saying, why would we play a tough schedule then? And he didn't specifically name Notre Dame, but it's an example of, you really haven't played anyone. You have one decent win. And I think that mentality is right, which is, if it's really just about wins and losses, then you don't want to challenge your team outside of the conference. So unless the rules change, unless the committee changes the way it ranks teams or whatever they take into account, we're going to see less of these big-time non-conference matchups. And that's just the adjustment that these teams are going to have to make, because we're seeing right now it really is about wins and losses, I think, more so than it is strength of schedule.
And it's sad to say that, because I do like seeing the big non-conference matchups. And maybe it's different if you don't play in the SEC, or if you don't play the schedule that Texas did, because there are teams in the SEC that did not have that tough of a schedule. Like looking at Texas A&M, their schedule wasn't really that tough. So I think a lot of it just kind of depends on your SEC teams that you're playing that specific year. But I think as far as Miami and Notre Dame go, though, like, do you really think that the committee would put Notre Dame ahead of Miami for all these weeks, and then in a week where nobody plays, that they would leapfrog them somehow? Like, that's what I keep getting stuck on. You can argue with a wall and say, like, Miami deserves to be in over Notre Dame. It just feels like they would not change their criteria after a week where they don't play, right?
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine that. It wouldn't make any sense. And then all of a sudden, everything looks like a one-game sample size, which you can't have. If they're taking the totality of the season into effect, and I understand that if you lose a game you shouldn't lose, you know, if you're someone, or you win a game you shouldn't win, like BYU, for example, you know, that makes a big difference. But if you're talking about these two teams in particular, I can't imagine that a result this weekend would change a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't think so. Or at least there's not a logic-based pathway for it to do so. Like, I guess they can do whatever they want at the end of the day, but it just wouldn't really make a ton of sense. But as far as some of these matchups go, because I am kind of excited about some of these, like in the first round, we could potentially get a rematch of Oklahoma and Alabama. Mm-hmm. And that game would be in Norman, I believe. And we know Oklahoma has already beaten Alabama and Tuscaloosa. That would be a good one. And then, you know, the 7-10 matchup where it's Texas A&M going against probably Notre Dame at that 10 spot.
Yeah. And then you have Ole Miss, which we haven't touched on them a whole lot. But this whole song and dance between Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, and LSU has been pretty interesting. So, of course, Lane releases this statement. He wanted to coach LSU through their bowl game, but Ole Miss didn't want it to happen, which is totally understandable. So he goes to LSU and says, if you're not on the plane with me, then you're not coming. So Charlie Weiss Jr. will eventually join the LSU staff, but he has Lane's blessing to continue coaching Ole Miss through their bowl game. And I'm glad to see the committee did not punish Ole Miss for losing their head coach, because then you're punishing the players.
Yeah, it almost felt like they gave him like a little bit of sympathy credit too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll give you that spot. And again, like, seeding matters because their pathway will be significantly easier, at least on paper, when they face like a group of six team or whatever in their first round game.
Ole Miss is a really good team too. And Charlie Weiss Jr. absolutely knows the Rebels. So it's a team we're not really talking about because it's almost like, well, Lane's gone. It's over. I mean, he's a hell of a head coach, but it's not like they forgot how to play football. So it'll be fascinating to see how they perform while Lane is down in Baton Rouge. Coming up next here on the show, how about we go to the NFL? The Steelers add to their lineup, but will it really help the guys in Steel City? I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.